Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Talking about the healing benefits of molecular hydrogen on today's This Week in America. With us back once again, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with all the exciting news. Before we talk about how to supplement our health program with molecular hydrogen on a daily basis, we'll talk about how to go about doing that in a second, but what are some of the other benefits in the body?
All right, so let me divide this into a trifold response as well, like I just did on something else. Let's talk about size, intelligence, and safety. So number one, molecular hydrogen, and I'll say H2, it'll be easier. As I mentioned, it's the smallest molecule, and that means the smallest molecule in the universe, Rick. So how does that help our health? That means that when you take it in a tablet form or you inhale it, like I'm doing right now, it penetrates the blood-brain barrier and all other parts of the body. I'll just mention the stomach lining, so it helps with digestion. The placenta, so you have a healthier baby. The testes and other tissues and every cell in the body to selectively eliminate those most harmful free radicals. And I'm not talking about those rogue radicals in South Central LA. I'm talking about those free radicals that are created in your body just by living and breathing and stress and digestion and toxic foods and pesticides and that age us and cause disease and just make us look old. So the H2 helps to get rid of all of these most harmful free radicals. And it's also very intelligent, like you, Rick, like you and I. We're very intelligent. And H2 is smart, and it targets only the most harmful hydroxyl radicals and peroxynitrate, but does not directly affect useful free radicals like, you've heard of this, hydrogen peroxide,
yes,
and nitric oxide, like you find in beets and in beet powders. That's a big thing. Lots of commercials on TV for that. And then thirdly, hydrogen is so safe. There's zero toxicity. The H2 converts the most harmful free radicals in the body, like the hydroxyl radical and the peroxynitrate, into water from within the cell nucleus. So the only byproduct is water. And you could never overdose. You could take tablets all day long dissolved in the water or juice. You could inhale from the great inhaling device all day, and there's never a risk of overdose. And one of the foremost places in America, in the world actually, but it's here in America, for research on hydrogen, molecular hydrogen, is the National Center for Biotechnology Information, their medical gas research department, section. And I know you've got them on speed dial, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was actually talking to them over the lunch hour today.
Yeah, exactly. But they, in one paragraph, have encapsulated what it's just taken me many minutes to say. And I'm going to read this paragraph to you. They've said hydrogen is extremely unique since it has the capability to act at a cellular level. Hydrogen is qualified to cross the blood-brain barrier. That means it makes you smarter, Rick. To enter the mitochondria and even has the ability to translocate to the nucleus under certain conditions. Once in these ideal locations of the cell, studies have shown that hydrogen exerts antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and cytoprotective properties that are beneficial to the cell. In other words, it prevents cells from dying so quickly, and it just rejuvenates and heals the body from head to toe. I'm adding that in. They didn't say that, but that's the truth. And on my website, in one of my articles, actually in two of them, I have copious studies on how it helps with healthy digestion, weight loss, anti-aging, blood pressure, giving you energy, having you recover quicker after exercise, It helps with allergies, brain health. It gives you more youthful skin. And remember, no risk of overdose, no prescription, and everybody in the family can use it.
All of that information you'll find at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, as well as her new website, BooksToUplift.com. We're talking on the program about the healing benefits of molecular hydrogen. We will continue the discussion. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program. Dr. Susan, thank you. We'll be back shortly, and we'll pick up the conversation. So much more to talk about. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.